Okay, hello everyone, welcome to the Geeky Ones. We're a geek culture review podcast where we talk about anything geeky under the sun. And I'm your host, Jude. Alongside with me is Steven. Steven, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so it's been a while since our last episode. It's been a few months. And one thing we have to cover is that it's been 5 years since we've been doing the Geeky Ones. So, Steven, it's been 5 years since we've... hated on WrestleMania 34. That's one thing.
Oh my god.
Important.
And how many WrestleManias have there been? My god. There's so many changes in wrestling too. It's insane.
There have been five. So there have been five WrestleManias, but it's been a pretty fun ride.
AEW happened. You know, so much shit happened.
AEW did not exist before when the podcast started. So that was interesting. So that's one thing worth noting. But so one thing we have to cover here is a bit of housekeeping. So update on the podcast. So our main thing here is the direction and content of the podcast. So we're a geek culture review podcast now. So we usually talk about things, we react to things. We can do the usual list episodes like we do before.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna go with the more review side. So it's more smooth. And then... Now, Steven, add something here if I missed out. So, we're gonna cover mostly, video games, anime, series, movies, and wrestling.
And, pretty much.
Yeah, and if ever we can cover like books and comics and whatever, music if we have guests. So I think our approach is still the classic Geeky Ones podcast style, but with more review, with a focus on reviewing stuff, like reacting to stuff,
right.
And did we enjoy it? Did we like it? So now to like usher in a new chapter, new era of the Geeky Ones, or like a fresh take for 2023. We're gonna introduce two new hosts. So yay! Let's okay, so to introduce the hosts, he was already cheering here for like 5 seconds. So first host is Charles. So Charles, say hi.
Hello, I am Charles. I am the Geeky Ones intern. I wash everyone's underwear.
Okay, well, you also have to brew our coffee. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my bad. I'm gonna do that right now.
Okay, so next up we have Daryl. So Daryl, say hi.
Hi, I'm Daryl. Only job here is to make everyone look good.
Okay, so yeah, there's a job for everyone here in the Geeky Ones. So yeah, we are a equal opportunity workplace. Why does that sound?
I don't
so
get paid.
No, I'm so sorry. No one gets paid here. That's the real.
It's a passion project.
Yeah,
that's true.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, my bad.
Equal opportunity, so equally we don't earn anything.
Yeah, I mean we already ended the WordPress payment because it was too expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I guess an update on our site. So
where are you? The domain though.
Oh yeah, the domain is fine. So geekyones.com is still a thing. It's still alive. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Our restream, so I don't think we'll be doing live weekly episodes anymore because it's because the thing is, if we're streaming, we'd rather do it like nearly daily, like on Twitch or like on YouTube or even on Facebook. So it's not as sustainable as a weekly thing. Well, not for us, but you know, it's fine because we're gonna go back with the usual audio approach, and then you know. Maybe in the long run,
special episodes.
Special episodes, and we can. I guess we can make our little content here into some shorts, and you know, digestible versions of the Geeky Ones episodes. So you know, not everyone can listen to a podcast episode completely for a lot of reasons. You know, but it's fine if we just shorten it up and make episodes more digestible for everyone listening here, so that's pretty cool. Now I guess enough of the housekeeping, we're pretty much done, and you know, we've described everyone's jobs, you know, washing, making everyone look good. That's literally housekeeping, that's why it's called housekeeping. But yeah, okay. So yeah, what is the episode about? So at our for our episode number 122, we're gonna talk about reboots and remakes. So video game reboots and remakes, and which video game franchise deserves one. So yay! So everyone, just cheer, guys.
None. Nobody should be playing old games. New games only.
If it's not broken, why make a reboot?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to talk about games that actually need those reboots and remakes. So, you know, a lot of them are kind of missing in action or haven't, or either missing in action or you just kind of want to see the old game in a fresh coat of paint. Because I think over the years, a lot of video games, past few years, I think, let's just say, past 4 years, there's been a lot of remakes and remasters compared to Capcom has released like 3 Resident Evil remakes, which is kind of interesting and kind of needed for their franchise, because you know they almost ended the franchise with Chris Redfield punching a boulder with his bare hands.
They should remake GTA 5. You know, we don't have enough of that.
Yeah, we have to. We have to. Maybe it needs something. You know, like one extra.
10 years is not enough.
Remake GTA 5 with one extra mission.
Oh my god!
One extra car.
Yeah, one extra car.
I actually found a bunch of side missions I've never discovered, and I've had GTA for like 4 years now.
Oh yeah, that happens. That happens so many times. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the lasting appeal of games like GTA 5. That's why it has been for a decade.
Same for Skyrim, has been here forever as well.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
Skyrim.
Gonna suggest for remakes like anything older than Skyrim, because they kind of play like, you know, very very old controls. Are weird.
Skyrim is like classic Bethesda jank, so I understand the sentiment. But hey, they're releasing Starfield, so I'm kind of interested in that.
I hope they do well.
But okay, so we should talk about Starfield in the future. That's one thing, I guess.
At some point, definitely. First impressions, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, with video game companies making reboots, remakes, and remasters of our favorite games left and right for the past 5 years, the question is, which game franchises should get that same fresh treatment soon? And why aren't they doing it? Or do people still want to have this? So, we have 5 games for today's episode. And,
if you guys have any thoughts as well, please feel free to put it in the comments and stuff.
Oh yeah, please
have
a
discussion. Talk about it.
Please do comment and comment when we post this on YouTube and
For sure.
And when we post this on our socials, we like to hear from everyone.
If you disagree, we'd love to hear it even more.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Definitely. You better have a point.
Drop the sauce. Drop the spice, man. So that gonna be fun. Okay, there are 5 games here. I guess we're gonna put background on the 5 games. One is a forgotten PlayStation OG franchise that is getting something new, but we're wondering why no new game? The very basic question. Why no new game?
Very caveman, why no new game?
Second is a remake of franchise that's pretty much become one of the best selling in gaming history and has a sequel on the way, but still, you know, kind of want a remake. But yeah, third one is a game that had a controversial marketing campaign. It's based on a literary classic. And
based on something,
it's based on something, so it's an interesting game. But you know, it has it probably has a market somewhere. Okay, fourth game is a sports franchise that has died, lived, and died again.
Yep.
And last is arguably one of Rockstar Games' most underrated titles. And
oh, so true.
we should enjoy that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, first game. Is everyone ready, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm ready, Freddy.
Okay. Whoever Freddy is, I hope he's okay. Now, first game is Twisted Metal. So, guys, have you guys played Twisted Metal?
Horrible game. Yes, worst game ever. 0 out of 10. Will not want to play.
Okay. Wait, Daryl, have you tried Twisted Metal?
Yeah, no, I have no idea what this is.
Okay.
I've played a lot of games.
That's fine. So, we're here to also introduce you to a whole world of gaming, Daryl. So, that's going to be the fun part. There's going to be like a lot of games here. And one of your recommendations is here. So that's pretty fun.
You're going to waste so much of your time, you know?
But yeah, Charles, have you played Twisted Metal?
I briefly recall playing it when I was a kid on the PS1, yeah. Right? It's on the PS1,
yeah,
right?
It's pretty much. If you have like a PlayStation core memory, it's probably Twisted Metal or Crash Bandicoot, yeah. Right?
I wasn't good at it. I'm bad at racing games, so yeah. Only played a little.
Well, the racer you're doing there is the race for your life. Let's go.
I have seen the remakes, though. Not remakes, but like sequels.
Yeah.
But like the later on, yeah, installments. Yeah, I'm not really. I don't feel anything strong about it, to be honest. But I don't know. Maybe someone else there has a nostalgia bone.
Oh, that's probably it. Just me. Anyway, so Steven, have you played Twisted Metal?
Yeah, I have. So I remember this PS1 yun dati, a long time ago. My friend had a PS1 at home, and then we just play whatever, you know, pirated games he had.
Let's go and, Green Hills.
Yeah, Green Hills, Walter Mart, and QC, mga ganun, sa Erod. Shout out sa dating Walter Mart na yun. They used to have so many fake games for some reason. I remember, how do I describe it? It's like a rally, monster truck rally in a way, tama ba?
It's a monster truck rally with cars that have machine guns on them.
Yeah, there we go.
It's like, I would like to call it Rocket League, but with Geneva Convention violations.
No, man. It's like it's a mechanic's wet dream, but with Geneva suggestions. You know?
Geneva it's just a guideline.
You
know, you can't put this, but you maybe
if I, you know, technicality, if I had a good lawyer, I could skirt around it.
Yeah, you know. You can't put like a 5.56mm machine gun there. You need to put a 50 caliber one for some reason. But yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting series. So see, it has that entertainment value, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have the background of the franchise. So it's an OG PlayStation franchise. It's like Crash Bandicoot, Parappa the Rapper, and Gran Turismo. So, yeah, Parappa the Rapper, by the way, had a remake like a few years back. So that's at least it was alive for some time.
Did it actually get attention though?
Well, it was during the PlayStation 4 era, and I guess PlayStation 4 is one of the peak PlayStation times. It was nice. It was nice to see Parappa the Rapper back. But yeah, it didn't get like the same traction it would have gotten to have like a sequel or like a new franchise for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now the question here is, why does it deserve a remake and reboot? So, Oh, guys,
it's yours, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is my recommendation. So yeah. Okay. I guess I'll do the conversation starter here. So, so the last game in the franchise, you know, they tried to kind of reboot the series a bit by giving it new mechanics, like characters are no longer bound to their main vehicles. Like, they can switch over, you can customize the vehicle to do some weird stuff, add new weapons, but it didn't gain interest. It was on the PS3, by the way. It reached the PS3. It skipped the PS4. And now, with a new live action series coming to Peacock, the NBC streaming platform, by the way. Maybe, I guess it's time to give the series another go. So that's one thing for me. And
do you think people need it, though?
Well, I think there's a market for, like, for vehicular combat games. Because I guess one thing I'm seeing here is that, you know, multiplayer games, they've explored so many things recently, right? From MOBAs, yeah. Battle Royales.
You mean all just Battle Royales, you know, like 50 of them?
Yeah, pretty much 50 of them and like 20 other MOBAs. So, yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of fun. Right? There's a lot of multiplayer games. People love multiplayer games. Like, no matter how much they'll rant about games like League of Legends, Apex Legends, or any
Mobile Legends.
Yeah, you know, mobile. All of the legends. Right?
All of legends.
Let's go. Soon enough, there will be a clash of legends. The Philippine audience
That's
will
so
eat
bad.
That.
Please don't predict something like that. That's so horrible. We don't want that.
And it's too late, Charles. It's
going
to happen.
You're giving a Chinese dev ideas, you know? Like, they're going to get all the assets from like a pre-existing game and then make it, call it.
Oh, you mean, no. You probably mean NetEase, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, with that in mind, so multiplayer was my approach here. I think this can be like an online multiplayer title, because there, like, I would like to see it as something like that. It's something that can shake up like the stream. It can get buzz through streaming, like people create content on this, because it's still exciting, right? You know. Imagine if I was gonna say, yeah, the reason why I thought it was like Rocket League but with weapons. In the way, oh wait, that's such a Gen Z way of comparing it. Anyway,
it is.
Realizing.
What if the remake was like a battle royale?
Oh, I was thinking. Yeah, I was thinking the same, diba?
You can get equipment on the ground. You can like get drops. Yeah,
because one of the things in Twisted Metal, you pick up ammo for different weapons. So, for example, you pick up the homing missile, and then you pick up the non-homing missile, and then you pick up... Yeah.
Because I see this one screenshot of... I think this is the latest game, and the guy is just, like, strapped onto two wheels.
Oh, that's Axel. So, one of the icons of the franchise, because he's, like, the only sane man there. Despite him strapping himself to two wheels.
The monster truck wheels is the only sane man.
He's the only sane man there.
They set the bar too low for sanity there.
Well, speaking of sanity, I guess one game that they tried to kind of rejig the Twisted Metal formula was Twisted Metal Black. It was like, I think, the first big reboot. It was, they turned all the main characters there into like asylum patients.
Oh,
okay.
So it was weird. It was it revived the genre a bit, revived the franchise a bit, because it had the same classic difficulty. Twisted Metal games are hard. People forget that it's hard. It's fun, but as a kid, you're having fun because you don't know what's happening. You're just seeing exploding car, yay, vroom vroom,
yeah,
right. It's Gran Turismo. Yes, Charles, what are you going to say?
No, I was thinking, it's just cope. You know? Like, wow, I died, but at least it looks cool. You know, like it exploded, yeah.
Blaze of glory kind of thing. But yeah, back to the multiplayer. I guess I could see it as something like either a battle royale or like an arena game. Imagine this will be a, like a Twisted Metal esport. Looking far.
Okay, that's a little bit, you know, you're jumping a little bit too far there.
But
the arena one definitely works. Imagine different terrains.
Yeah, diba? Yeah. That was the appeal of the franchise. Because you can wreck the arena to your liking, unlock different areas, find new ways to like outmaneuver. So that was the thing. And when it comes to like vehicular combat, there hasn't been a game that has done it and reached like a certain level of popularity. Like, I don't think anyone has, like, for the past few years. So this is something.
I see. I mean, do you think the current fans of like Twisted Metal are gonna be excited for another game.
I think it's time to give it another try. Cause I think Sony, I think Sony can give this a go. Cause they're on a high since the PS4, and I guess they could use another like exclusive franchise under their belt, because you know exclusives are their game. Exclusives are the name of the game for PlayStation along with Nintendo. Sure, Nintendo is a bit more exclusive, but PlayStation like is the one that pushes like this is only here, guys. You can only
play this here. That's true.
So, they did have last titles.
Last of Us for the longest time was a PS exclusive, right?
Which one?
The Last of Us.
Last of Us. Well, yeah, they're expanding to PC every now and then.
Yeah,
that's just their. Yeah, they're just. I guess you know we can port this somewhere else. That's how it feels though. The PS ports to PC. They feel like they're just there to generate some Steam sales. And although seeing PS games on PC in full FPS numbers is really cool though.
It's actually really good. I mean, come on. I played Days Gone. It was really solid. Yes. And I'm excited for what is that? The latest God of War to hop on PC as well.
Yeah. See. So yeah, this is why I think Twisted Metal has some appeal, because you know Sony right now is just making big franchises after another. Oh guys, I think one thing worth noting why this can be revived. The guy who made Twisted Metal, or the guy who helped make Twisted Metal also helped make God of War.
Oh, all right.
The 2018 reboot or like the OG one?
The OG one.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
So he helped make another PlayStation franchise that's way more successful, award-winning too. So,
okay, if they remake Twisted Metal, is it going to have a fresh face like the new God of War 2016? You know, like the characters are familiar, but there's a different type.
Like you're going to paint them as like I've seen some shit.
Yeah, like they're veterans or something, and then
maybe
they start
metal.
Yeah,
maybe I don't want to drive anymore, and then they just have to come back for one more time.
It's like
one last drive.
Yeah, the plot for Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
type movies.
Yeah,
Fast and the Furious, but with more guns.
Yeah, which is weird because Fast and the Furious kind of has more weapons at some point.
Yeah, it's kind of like Twisted Metal minus the insanity part. I don't know how to describe it the best. I'm not sure if insanity is the best word. Camp, I guess. Mas campy lang yung Fast and the Furious for me now.
Well, Vin Diesel became an earthbender in one of them, so yeah.
I know.
I didn't
know. Family, man.
Is that the one with the concrete parking lot?
Yes.
Stomped on.
Yeah,
I hope we pull it up and then show that weird
clip. He made the rock into a pebble.
Yeah,
I don't know, few things
can beat The Rock, and it's actually Diesel. Anyway, oh, you know,
that's so bad. What do you mean?
But yeah, but let's move to this one. So I guess the question here is, would people would be down to play it? But yeah, as we said, I guess there's interest here. There's something here with the live series, like introducing people to what Twisted Metal is. I think yeah, this can get a reboot somewhere,
possibly.
If the series,
it would have
does
to
well.
Make like a beta soft launch and then see if people actually would like.
Yeah, I think a lot of games should just, if especially multiplayer, they should just go the open beta route, because
because
it gives a lot of people like it gives people the option to like give their output, give their like review early, and then you know, especially with how volatile game releases are.
For sure. Yeah. But you remember when Splitgate made waves, and then when Halo came out, nobody wanted to play it.
Yeah, it was their cult for Halo, and then when Halo came out, it died.
It was gone. So that's why beta Twisted Metal would probably bode well than like paying full price for it, because I feel like old franchise.
But then again, this is PlayStation. They're gonna go big and go home. So
that's
pretty interesting. But yeah, that's Twisted Metal. So question here. I guess we directed to the remake but then we went multiplayer, so I guess it's a reboot at this point.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, reboot is fun. I just want to see. Oh, by the way, in Rocket League, if you play on the PlayStation, you can have a Sweet Tooth skin from Twisted Metal. That's a weird fun fact. Because I compared it to Rocket League earlier, so the weird there's a connection there. Except Rocket League doesn't violate the Geneva Convention.
No, they just just RC cars, wink wink.
Yeah, RC cars. No, they're people too. Imagine there's a backstory there, but no. Let's move on before we dive into some rabbit hole of humanized vehicles.
No,
Transformers.
Oh well, pretty close. But yeah, next game is The Sims 1. So
okay, who put this? Like legit,
that's me, man.
Why?
You know why?
All right,
because nothing beats the insanity of the original Sims game that the other games have not been able to replicate. That's just how I see it. I mean. There's an account on Instagram called Ryan Plays The Sims, and he just goes on a tear, just doing whatever shit he can on The Sims 1.
Uh-huh.
You know, he'll make 8 kids live together without a parent, so he's gonna hack the game. He uses a mod to let it happen, or like a cheat, so that it's just 8 kids suffering.
Well,
and the thing is, the way Sims are killed in The Sims 1 are so brutal compared to 2, 3, and 4. There's just something insane and yet satisfying about it.
What am I hearing? Is this your psychopath arc or something?
No, but like, look.
All right.
Sims 1, there's just something about Sims 1, lightning in a bottle. I guess that's the best way to describe it. There's lightning in the bottle in Sims 1 that kind of continued with Sims 2, but when Sims 3 happened, it kind of started to go down.
But
Sims 3 had the open world, which was too much for most PCs at the time.
Yeah.
Sims 4, people got used to the open world na by then, eh? And yet, biglang nawala. So I guess that's the biggest flaw lang for me for Sims 4. I mean, I'm not saying that the sequels are not successful. They are successful.
Definitely.
Pero yung magic ng Sims 1 kasi, the simplicity, the chaos that you can generate by playing a god in a way has never been recaptured by the other games, in my opinion. You know.
Okay, so it's like, what do you call it? It's like you're playing with the lives of the characters.
In a way, yeah.
Like a game master instead of like simulating a life.
You're like a guy in the ant farm with the magnifying glass. So pixelated violence also for
that's
Sims kinda 1.
Wild. Like, okay, let's remake Sims 1 because torture. Like that's what I'm
but thinking. then again, like one of the things that can make this possible, it's one of the best selling PC games of all time in the series. Up until Sims 4 eclipsed it in terms of downloads, because the Sims 4 was like the most downloaded Sims ever. And that it helped a lot that it was free for a time.
Yes, that's true. It's still free,
I think they're making it free, and all the, because the game makes a lot of money for expansion, and it's EA's GTA 5, because they've confirmed Sims 5. They've had open they've had like a closed beta, I think, of on Sims 5, very early testing. But Sims 1 introduced everyone to how a life sim works, you know. There used to be
it makes sense though that it had big sales because it was the first
I think PC gaming was like on its like peak. It was like 90s early to late 90s.
It was mostly shooters back then, so
Doomquake.
It was a fresh face.
Doomquake, kaboom kaboom, slide jump rocket jump. Anyway, so yeah, gaming audience stuff. And until now, the Sims gaming community has remained one of the biggest and most active communities in gaming. So, Steven saw an IG account that has Sims 1. A lot of content creators are still, like, doing whatever.
There's so much to do.
Have you seen the drag queens who play it? Yo, they're so funny sometimes.
Yeah, they're, like,
they're really good.
See, they really enjoy it. And, Who was this? Kiki Palmer, who was like in
Nope.
Yeah,
when she
in
was
Nope. When she
did
was
she
like,
give birth to that?
I can't. I think she probably did. It's been a, it's been a few months, but yeah.
It's like, what? Did Kiki Palmer give birth, my guy? I have to know. We have to know.
Yeah, because she was like mid to late pregnancy when she was doing it. So
yeah,
and
what's she doing? Sorry, I have no context.
No, she's an actress. She is True Jackson in the.
Oh, no, I mean, like, what was she doing when she was pregnant?
Oh, she was playing Sims 4. She was playing Sims 4. She was streaming it because, you know, she had to.
Oh my god, really? That's funny. I don't know why, but that's so funny to me.
Yeah, she had to do like she can't really go out since, you know, she's pregnant and, you know, she has to do some rest. So she went on. She used to share her stuff on IG stories, and then she realized, wait, I can just stream this, and then everyone was just like entertained on how she plays The Sims, you know. Because like everyone is like, I don't know, in The Sims, diba, you're pretty much like IKEA guy, interior designer, god, judge, jury, executioner, whatever you can be.
you can be everything there.
But yeah,
you could be a dictator, you know, you could be a president.
That's SimCity.
No, well, if you want to be a dictator, Tropico is the game franchise to do it, you know. Be the Latin American dictator you want to be.
Thank you. I will do that right now.
Yeah, well, there's like a lot of games on that franchise. But yeah, Sims 1, I guess, Sims 1 is not a forgotten franchise. It's still thriving. There's millions of people who have The Sims on their PC.
Okay, big question.
Mm-hmm.
Does it need a reboot, or is it just like, is the oldness factor actually charming?
I guess for Sims 1, since a sequel is here, I guess the reboot route might not be the way because they're introducing something new. But if they're remaking Sims 1, like kind of like how Blizzard remade Diablo 2.
Mm.
I'm not mentioning Warcraft 3 remake because that sucked. that like destroyed everything. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I guess the remake route here. Steven, let's go.
I'd go for a remake. Now, looking back, it's like, yeah, it makes more sense to remake it with modern graphics, but with the same gameplay as before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to redo The Sims 1. Like, just remake it with the same cheats, you know, Klaposhos, Rosebud, you know, those things.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the little is it a colon or a semicolon that you put right after it, so you have like infinite money.
I forgot the command console things.
Yeah.
That's
you just shift, hold on to shift and keep tapping enter until you get your sim becomes a millionaire, and then you just make them do stupid shit.
It retains like the old
to a vacuum or something.
The old jankiness retains, but like
the old jankiness like, for sure retains, but with modern day graphics. So, I think the biggest would be that. Almost every time I scroll through these videos that come up with The Sims 1, why doesn't The Sims 1 come back? Blah, blah, blah. Parang inisko, maybe a remake would be good just so that it's more accessible to people and just so that kids who grew up with The Sims, you know, 4, 3 or 4 or 2 would realize that, man, The Sims 1 was different. It was a beast.
People can bond over torture, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's the same remake. It's the same way as like Doom 1 being ported to everything.
Yeah, I guess.
So you know.
Like on a pregnancy test, I saw that. That was
wild. Oh my god.
Oh my god, Sims 1 pregnancy test.
Yeah, Sims 1.
Sims 1, you just barf.
Sims 1 running on the pregnancy test. Oh my god.
Pee on it real quick.
Oh my god. You say Sims 1 kasi diba, panyan, they get pregnant, but then all of a sudden, a baby bonnet just appears.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, like it just magically appears. Not the bonnet, sorry. Like a baby carriage, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But when they're pregnant, it's like all of a sudden they'll like have the janky giving birth pain, but you don't actually see them giving birth. It just suddenly transforms into a... suddenly a new sim appears. Parang ganun.
That's actually interesting.
And you don't see the baby.
Literally just spawned in front of you, no? Oh my
god. Exactly.
you poop out a carriage. You don't poop out a carriage.
But on Sims 2 and 3, kasi, diba, we see the baby now. Because Sims 2, I remember, introduced the toddler stage, which was huge. Pero yun, yeah, Sims 1, man. Like, just the fact that it was so challenging to make, you know, 15 friends in The Sims 1 because it was there was no way to hack the system yet. Unlike in 2 and 3, na, you can just make everyone your friend with a cheat.
Yeah, I see it. I see
yeah.
it.
Anyway, that's about it for me, The Sims 1.
Yeah, and then go for a remake. Yeah, that sounds fine. And yeah, Sims 5 is... Yeah, I guess people would be down to play because I guess one of the things that Sims has an appeal on is that it captures a casual audience. It introduces them to like it's like everyone's favorite gaming franchise at some point, or it's like it's more lighthearted, it's very creative. I guess it has the sandbox feel of yeah. I guess one thing, you know, you're literally the guy with the ant ant colony. So
You're limited only by your credit card.
Pretty much.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Well, that's Sims 4 because of the expansions you have.
But then, like, wouldn't you want that for Sims 1 if they actually do remake it?
I guess
you got all the expansions.
I guess giving it like the Sims
4
treatment.
Wait, what do you mean expansions? Like since Sims 2 until 4?
No. Sims 1 also had like expansions, but I think if you remake Sims 1 but add like stuff from other Sims games, like quality of life changes and maybe extra stuff, I guess yeah, you would blow up the franchise and make it a lot of fun because you have a new way to play the Sims on Sims 5, and if you remake Sims 1 you have a classic mode.
Classic.
For $60, play classic mode.
$60. Oh god. No, dude.
Yeah.
That's a standard gaming price now.
$60. Yeah. Are they bumping it up to $70?
I think that's for PlayStation for the most part. Yeah. Or that's for the current gen, yeah. For Nintendo it's perpetually at $60 to $70. they don't drop.
PS5 is like $70 now.
Yeah, because Blu-ray or something. Anyway, but then again, the PS5 is a pretty pricey console still, and thankfully
it has no games. It has no games.
It has Final Fantasy 16 now, at least. So you know, it has one game, and it has God of War too. So two games.
It's two games and a whole lot of PS4 games. Yeah.
Well. Yeah, jokes aside, so yeah, Sims 1 is gonna be pretty fun. If they decide to remake this, there's gonna be an audience for this because, you know, Sims always has an audience. It's kind of like Minecraft, but with families on the line. So
Minecraft, but with thinking of a new game right now. Minecraft, but with family.
Oh, yeah. Minecraft with Vin Diesel. I'm kidding. No.
Okay, next.
Okay, so the third game is pretty kind of obscure compared to the other two because the other two are from big gaming franchises and big gaming brands. Well, this one is from a big game company. This is Dante's Inferno. So the adaptation of the Divine Comedy, except it was turned into a God of War style action adventure in the depths of hell.
Damn.
Oh, you mean Hades? I'm
kidding. Yeah.
Well, we'll touch on that later. But then again, you have a point. Actually, very, very interesting. So Dante's Inferno is an EA game that had a very controversial marketing campaign. One of the campaigns there is Sin to Win. You like, I don't know what you wanna do, but you know, what do you wanna do? What do you wanna sin? But you know, if you do that sin, you get a free copy of Dante's Inferno. But yeah,
what, really? What do you mean? Wait, what? Sinning? Like, is jaywalking count? Like, what?
I don't know.
What's the extent of this?
Mildly inconvenience someone. Yeah. Satan.
Give them a wet willy. Yes, yeah, let's go.
But then again, they also had I think EA was marketing this with fake protesters. Like people they hired fake protesters to complain about the game being too satanic or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what happened here was that the backlash on that marketing campaign kinda hurt the game because the game was okay because it had the God of War formula, the old God of War formula na, you know, hack and slash, kind of God of War slash Devil May Cry mechanic, except you're Dante Alighieri for some reason. You know, I didn't know this.
The enemies, I think, are what's the most interesting.
Yeah.
Because even years down the line, I still love reading the lore on them.
Yeah, because...
The designs. Yeah, we got to talk about the enemy designs, I think, out of all of PSP games. I don't know. Maybe it's a stretch, but I feel like Dante's Inferno's enemies are, aside from Silent Hill enemies, are kind of in the same level. Where if you look into, like, deeper into the enemy designs, you'd actually see a lot of layers went into, you know, making them look like what they look like.
Yeah, but I guess when you go with horror games, yeah, enemy design in horror games is actually interesting. imagine Resident Evil introduced like introduced headshots and limb shots in horror games.
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil 4, you can literally shoot someone in the kneecap and suplex them.
it gives variety to gameplay.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess I like that approach to enemy design. And yeah, Dante's Inferno had that. It had an interesting setting. This is Divine Comedy, but in video game form. You know? This should be an English class or something.
Yeah, rather than idly walking by, you know, you actually fight all of these big bosses.
Yeah. After reading some Shakespeare, time to play some Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno.
But yeah, yeah, despite the controversy, it has an interesting story. It has an interesting combat. And I think my thought here is, what if they make it either Devil May Cry, Route 1, or make it old school God of War, or make it a Souls-like?
It a Souls-like, definitely. I was thinking the same thing.
Diba?
Souls-like? All of the bosses look like they're from very early Dark Souls games.
Diba? Since you're mentioning about enemy design... Souls-like, Dark Souls, Elden Ring had like the craziest enemy designs, or have really solid enemy design mechanics. Because, you know, part of the game, the heart of the game is the combat and the difficulty of it, and learning, diba? It's like an 80s arcade game.
you gotta memorize the patterns.
Yeah.
You gotta get good.
So it's pretty interesting, and I guess we could say that Dante's Inferno has a place in the current gaming scene.
Definitely. If the tryhards really, really love Elden Ring, what more Dante's in a Souls-like version?
Yeah, oh my god. Well, Rise of P exists, and that's a Pinocchio Dark Souls.
Pinocchio Dark Souls?
Yeah, it's pretty much...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and you know...
That's interesting.
It is, and I forgot if they released it or they released like the open beta of it. People are enjoying it, you know. People
create. First time I've heard about this. Yeah. Lies of P.
It's on Steam. I can't remember if it's released or not, but people are liking it because it felt like Bloodborne a bit. That's how it. The vibes it gave off. It was more Bloodborne.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah,
it's set in Victorian area.
Oh, see,
right?
Yeah,
like that. Yeah.
It's interesting. It's kind of a steampunk Souls.
Steampunk
Souls. So that's
imagine if they remake Dante's Inferno, they just introduce permadeath. Like you have to go back to the start of hell.
Well, I guess if you're gonna do the layers, if you're gonna introduce that. I guess the circles of hell, I mean layers. What is this, a pie? But yeah.
It's supposed to be circles, but yeah. More like layers.
Circles of hell, yeah. It's like
layers. Not even a save point? Not like
Well, Charles, have you heard of Doom Eternal's Nightmare? Ultra Nightmare?
Yeah, yeah.
With permadeath, and when you die, you see your gravestone there and how you died.
Yeah.
It gives you a replay of your... you know,
yeah, obviously. I guess in turn, yeah,
diba? Add insult to injury,
definitely.
Yeah, I saw like a guy in Doom Eternal, he died because of like the one of the zombies you were supposed to just kill for resources. He got bumped into one with one HP or something,
oof.
So he got like shoulder nudged to death, anyway. So, I guess the permadeath addition is gonna be fun, diba? Like, especially you're doing the Circles of Hell. Like, oh my god.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Because yeah. I don't think any mortal who, well, mortal, quote-unquote, tries to go through hell and survives being killed. It makes sense for you to have permadeath.
Yeah, it's. I guess it fits the theme really well. It fits what a lot of gaming fans right now want. Like, really difficult Souls-like has a niche, and it's increasing. More people are into like Souls because,
and it's classical stuff, so you know, academic people can also dive into it.
Yeah, see, there's like there's something for everyone, and. I guess we can go into the enemy design, Charles, before we end this segment for this one, for end this part.
I mean, for the most part, enemy design for Dante's Inferno is a reflection of, you know, the Circle of Hell that they're in. Mm-hmm. And it you know, like, I can't really go into specifics because it's more like experience the game yourself. And I can't really recall the nitty-gritty of it because it was so long ago I played it on the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember... I can't remember the specific ones that I like. I think Lucifer is the best one because of the glowy red eyes. Which is not making a compelling case. But, you know, you gotta look it up to see it. That's all I can say.
But yeah, I think if you're gonna Souls it up, that's gonna be fun to see. Because you're gonna be having, like, the all-star lineup of hell.
Definitely. And they expand it like a DLC and you get to go to heaven.
Oh my
god. Yeah.
you get to fight the angels.
You mean God of War... After Ragnarok, I get it.
It's God of War. Like that. God of War Christian values. You know? You have to fight the Hebrew gods now.
Yeah, you're gonna spur up more controversy than ever, which is what the game wanted initially.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I guess they shouldn't have touched that smoke or hit that smoke, they did.
If you think about it, it's weird because, you know, it's based off of a classic that everybody studies, right? Mm-hmm. So why did it get that much controversy? It seems backwards.
I think it's because, you know, the conservative belief of gaming is evil, blah, 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 gaming ultra-violent. It was in that era.
Dang, if it's so evil, why do we kill the bad guys? No.
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, it was that weird era where GTA will always get, like, headlines for being...
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like car napping, not in my kids' game. I want Elmo and Alphabet. You know, it's such a bad. It's so all these bad video games.
Get ready for an Elmo open Sesame Street open world game.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Sesame Street open world, man.
I think it would be a blast for a let's go.
There's different levels. You know, it's like Cuphead.
Yeah,
like how to kick out Oscar the Grouch from his trash can.
Yeah, he's a boss.
You get a new trash can for Oscar the Grouch, and you move him to a dumpster.
Yeah, you get like a gold trophy for that in PlayStation, if ever.
Developers,
you build and rebuild Big Bird's nest mug.
Yeah, game devs, listen. We have suggested 3 separate games this entire conversation.
Yeah,
take notes.
I'll count the count. Anyway,
the other
one free. You know, these are free ideas.
Yeah, the one that's most possible is probably Sesame Street. I'm kidding. Dante's Inferno has a good spot. If EA remembers that they have the franchise.
EA does.
They have too many IPs, man.
Well, it's fine. Well, they're not really touching on a lot of their older ones, and I guess they should try to do that and give a fresh.
No, man, they want to make new games like Redfall, which is absolutely horrible.
Wait, was Redfall theirs or you? I thought it was like Ubisoft or something, or Bethesda.
Is it not EA?
Oh, wait, it's Arkane. It's Bethesda.
Oh, it's Bethesda. Okay. Right. I still think EA ass.
Yeah, well, it did feel like an EA jank game.
Right? It had the same notes, the same flavor. So bad.
The hype machine was like the same, gave off the same aura.
Definitely.
You smell it like a mile away. But yeah, Dante's Inferno is one. So that was
remake,
that's,
definitely.
Remake it. Turn it into a Souls like.
Please.
Get all the lore YouTubers enjoying because it's gonna be fun.
It is, man. Imagine the background design for that. Mm-hmm. It's hell. People can, like, you know, incorporate so much of the different versions of hell in different religions. You know, like it's Dante's Inferno. Yeah, that's what I was going to say at the start, right? Hello, Hades.
We already have like three books worth of material. Like, okay, we can make another game.
Yeah. See? And we got Hades already. So there's like a template for it.
Definitely.
Which is,
and you know, there's an audience for it. Just make the main character bisexual, you know? It's a common meme. All right. Let's see. Call it bisexual the game.
Oh my god. But yeah. Well, jokes aside, well, to be fair, the protagonist is Dante Alighieri. Just make him like Dante from Devil May Cry. I'm kidding.
Give him a big sword. Okay, that's a good question. Remake. Should he have like the multiple weapons?
I think he did have a scythe as his primary weapon, if I recall.
Yeah, the scythe and the cross.
That's kind of sick. Yeah.
You don't need to change like that, weapon. I guess. You don't really need to change that. Or just give him like weapon upgrades every circle or something.
Have his scythe actually upgrade as you progress.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, I remember the old scythe just like being like bony and stuff. Like, imagine it actually upgrades. Like when you reach the ninth circle of hell, your scythe's just flaming.
No, it turns into like an RPG.
Your scythe turns into a beautiful maiden that can fight for you, you know? All of the different builds. It's horrible.
It's like, you turned it into some MOBA Ultimate or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Dante screaming anime before he gets
But yeah, Dante's Inferno is actually fun and is actually interesting enough to give it like a new Souls-like action treatment, because there's an audience for this, and from one forgotten EA franchise to one that they kept on reviving, they revived it twice, it died.
I love that transition.
Yeah, it died. And that's NBA Live. So, okay, you guys know the iconic...
What is this?
Okay, wait.
Explain yourself.
Okay. You guys know EA Sports, right? The popular tagline, EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's in the game.
Yeah.
And for once upon a time, EA dominated all the sports games, pretty much all the sports games, probably except baseball, because baseball was like a mess to make a video game out of. A lot of game devs kind of suck at making baseball games, which is funny. Anyway. So EA dominated other sports. So they went with basketball, American football, which until now they dominated. They have the monopoly in American football video games. They have football, they have soccer, and they have golf, which they're kind of okay with. It's fine.
I think 2K took over the golf license.
Oh yeah, okay, it's dead again. Okay.
Yeah.
And then hockey. They're the only ones doing it. So
yeah,
they have the monopoly technically by default. Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, back in the day, EA Sports was like their money making franchise. So you know they pour money into that so they can gain money to make games that they're okay. To risk making games that are new, make new franchises or make more Need for Speed games alongside sports games.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, okay.
I am not a sports gamer, so this is a hard sell for me. You're gonna make me understand what's up with it.
Yeah, it's like, what's the difference between this one and like the yearly 2K stuff?
Okay, I guess that's one thing. Okay, so before NBA Live was like the crown jewel of the EA Sports line because it was the most popular one. Basketball has like the global appeal. It has the Filipino appeal, and it introduced like how basketball simulators should be made. Like, it introduced like realistic dribbling, shooting. It introduced the team management aspect. You know, you can instead of playing, you can just manage your team and make them suck even more.
Yeah,
it's just like fantasy football but NBA.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, kind of, pretty much. So that's the way. And then they introduced a lot of other mechanics like making slam dunk contests, 3-point shootouts.
Slam dunk and live was
basically
different.
Daryl, you were saying NBA 2K. They created everything that NBA 2K made better.
Pretty much.
And that's why
graphics wise, go ahead.
And that's why NBA 2K died. That's why NBA Live died, and that's why NBA 2K is like the basketball game of all time. Are you kidding?
It's the quintessential basketball game.
Yeah.
But that would make sense for them probably to remake or reboot or whatever.
Yeah.
Like just have one game.
I just had to intervene. But the thing is, there was a game around 2017 or 2018 that was graphically superior to the 2K NBA games, and that was NBA Live 17 or 18.
I think it was the last 19 console edition.
Yeah. The last console edition had amazing graphics compared to 2K. The gameplay was, it's a basketball game. The gameplay is all the same. Pero the approach was different. Like, they really emphasized basketball as a global game. As in, the tournament court in Taguig was featured.
Oh, yeah. Pinoy Pride spot. Let's go.
Wala yan sa 2K. 2K just makes generic street ball courts for the most part. You never see actual courts that you've played on, or maybe people abroad have played on. You don't see that in 2K. Tsaka, the career mode was more of an RPG feel compared to 2K, which is now just, here's how you become an NBA player. That's it. Nothing special.
But then again, So for NBA Live, I guess they tried to revive that by doing all of those interesting features that set it apart from 2K. But the thing is, no matter what EA does to revive NBA Live, they did it in 2014, they did it in 2019. That's a 5-year gap. It kept on dying.
All right, hold up though. Like, the NBA Live Mobile is still being updated to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the only thing that's greedy.
Okay, so like, is it the same, or is it like only a smidge of?
No, it's just a smidge of what the full experience would be. So it's sad.
But if they remake it, isn't it going to be emulated in the same flavor where there's like microtransactions and?
Well, you can't avoid the microtransaction part because it's EA.
Yeah,
I mean, 2K does it. 2K does it kind of worse now. But the thing is, I think NBA Live still has the chance to be like an alternative basketball simulation.
Mm-hmm.
By introducing I guess they can go into like revamping the controls a bit, making it different, and try to pry away some NBA 2K audiences.
I think the presentation too, I think, is a big part of it. For the longest time, EA actually had the license for ESPN. So ESPN, of course, the biggest sports channel in the world, they had access to all the ESPN graphics, the music and everything. And that music is familiar to a lot of basketball fans, maybe even, lots of Filipinos. If you were watching an NBA ESPN game, that music is probably going to replay a lot on your head.
Now it's on NBA 2K.
Exactly. Yeah, but the TNT team. Anyway, go ahead, dude.
That's the thing there. It has all that, and it got overtaken. So, I guess what NBA Live needs to do is just to try to find ways that try to channel what FIFA did. Introduce more national teams, make it better than the 2K one.
Yeah,
make it deeper, make whatever competition deeper. Maybe, why not make a different basketball game that's not just NBA, because Europe is doing better. Europe is doing well. Or everyone else in the world is doing well. Why not make a world basketball league? Interesting. Oh, it's raining. Oh, by the way, guys.
Expanding the market.
Yeah, is it raining? Your area? Yeah. Okay, because I can hear the thunder outside, so it's pretty wild. Yeah. Anyway,
this is
angry. Wild today.
Time to call Kratos or something. Let's go.
Finish the job, my guy. He's still alive.
He needs to finish it. Anyway, I guess NBA Live can benefit from being like more, instead of just NBA, maybe make it like a full basketball a basketball experience, a global one. Make it like at every league in the world that's not aside from NBA, like At Europe. PBA. At PBA. Oh my god.
No.
It's gonna be the crazy. No. I'm gonna.
So people would buy that shit just because of like, oh, I want to put Kai Soto in an NBA team.
Oh my god. Oh my.
I'm sorry, but like, yeah,
oh my god, I wanna play. I wanna play. I wanna play San Miguel versus Ginebra on my living room.
Can you imagine how much it would cost for the San Miguel license alone?
That's so bad.
But that's why people. That's why.
It's
that's,
so bad.
That's why it would happen, you know. In our brand, baby.
I just want to relive those Kakiwa moments.
We continued in the sports episode of the geeky ones, the sporty ones.
But yeah, so yeah, this is but yeah, NBA guys, I guess we can make it into reboot it again into like a more basketball.
Heavy question mark on that one.
Yeah, a more. Basketball? Global basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
Basketball?
Remove the NBA title and call it like worldwide basketball.
Or maybe make it a battle royale. That works sometimes, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah, if you include already in Fortnite, right?
If you include NBA, it's gonna be a battle royale with all of the extra mechanics of, you know.
Oh my god.
When you said like battle royale, I meant like,
yeah, battle royale.
Yeah. Yeah, like deep basketball mechanics, but it's just us like elbowing our way out of a screen or something. But yeah, I guess that's one thing. So yeah, from NBA. Oh my god. Yeah, that's basketball for the Filipinos anyway.
Chinelas mode.
Yeah, right? You know, you slip around after dribbling.
Wait, are there rewards ice tubing in RC? Is it?
Oh, Charles, that's a microtransaction.
Yeah, you need to pay.
Plus those $10 for ice tubing.
It's so bad, bro.
Oh, only EA,
when
man.
You buy skin, you actually don't have shirts on. Like, really, shirts versus skins.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine basketball skins, and the legendary one is the one that's so old. Like, the one that looks yellow and everything is gone. No grip whatsoever.
Luke Harper. For WWE fans, yung sando ni Luke Harper.
Oh no, the whole sando with pretty much beige at this point instead of white.
Pretty much.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just clowning on him.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess NBA would benefit from being like, you know, just make it global, make it ambitious or ridiculous at this point. Just make it entertaining, because I guess that's one thing. One thing that I think EA has forgotten over the years is to make things like a bit fun. You know, they channeled it with something like Apex Legends, although that's a respawn thing.
Think about it, like, if you can play pickup basketball, why would you pick up it on the console all the time, right?
Well, if you can't play outside, you know, you can just bring the game to your living room or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a marketing tagline, damn it. Anyway. So, oh guys, you're still here. Checking.
Yes, yeah, still here.
Well, my screen kind of died, but it's fine. We're back. Okay. All right. For the last game, I guess you guys will enjoy this. To wrap up this topic, we're gonna talk about Bully.
Oh my gosh.
And Bully is arguably the most underrated Rockstar game. Next Agreed. To The Warriors. Because The Warriors was like such a good movie adaptation. 20 years late, but it's still good.
Yeah. I don't like this game. Bullying is bad.
Oh, that's why. Okay. One of the reasons that Bully kind of struggled in marketing is because they said it was like a Columbine simulator, the most controversial.
What
thing.
Do you mean? What do you
Why
mean?
Why would you do
bro?
That? Fuck.
What yeah. do you mean, bro? What do you mean?
But yeah. However, what yes. Bully was an open world school adventure that blends the school mechanics where you go to class. With an open world, like, you can get out of town, you can go, you can cut classes,
you can have a girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, you know, pretty much, be the high schooler that you never were, but or something.
Be the cool one, you know, if you were late in high school.
But yeah, it had so many things good, it did so many things great, because you can explore the town, you play arcade games, you're pretty much like, pretty much what a teenager does.
It's like The Sims, but with more violence. I guess.
Except, yeah, you're playing one guy.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. you're customizing, you're picking your school uniform, you're making a chemistry set for your weapons in the game.
Why does this feel like GTA but watered down? You know yeah, what I mean?
That's exactly it.
Well, it is, yeah. It is GTA for teenagers.
I remember playing it on the Wii, worst way to play it. But
I guess, yeah.
On the Wii, man, my gosh.
Lack of controls.
Yeah, it's so bad.
But yeah, Bully was such fun because it was pretty much like the high school simulator in some way that, you know, you can make it, it was just a product of its time that you wish it had a sequel. You wish it was a franchise because if you know you want an alternative to the ultra violent GTA, diba? You want something fun. And then, oh, this was set in the same Rockstar universe as GTA.
Crazy.
So, it has that connection going. And
do the main characters have a little bit of an Easter egg here? Or?
They shouted out one of the cities in I forgot if it was GTA or Manhunt. So they shouted out one of the cities there. So yeah, it had connections. Apart from Canada.
Yeah, GTA loves clowning on Canadians, man.
So right
now.
Yeah, it's fine. We're not here. It's not in the background, so that's at least
okay,
fine.
good. Alright.
But yeah, Bully has
a
spot.
Are you thinking of something like a Bully Online thing?
No.
Was there? I think there was.
No, there wasn't.
PS2?
No, there wasn't. Okay. For this one, Daryl, I like the approach earlier for Twisted Metal to be online, but for Bully, I kind of want it to be like Red Dead or GTA, the single player.
Imagine Bully online, unless you want to out bully everyone else.
You think about it though, like Bully RP, come on. Like,
oh my god.
Right? It's like Red Dead and GTA 5 RP, but just with kids, I guess, and slingshots, you know?
Yeah, but there's But see, there's fun to be had, diba? You're playing like this. You're playing like a mild GTA, but it's still fun because you get to go around playing arcade games. You get to ride bikes, mow the lawn. For some reason, is a mechanic in the game.
US.
Yeah, but yeah, you become like pretty much play as a kid. Because I guess one appeal of GTA is that you can do whatever you want, and
yeah.
Blow stuff up, drive whatever car, do whatever stunt, and I guess what Bully is, it's kind of more down to earth, like live life as a student. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot there's a lot of fun to be had, and I guess the story is good too. Like it's about like a delinquent student who learns like who overcomes the bully in the game, the actual bully in the game, the actual villain. Saves the entire school, so it's a feel good game as well. So
a happy ending.
Yeah, there's a lot of things here, and worth noting, they tried to make a sequel for this. They canceled it because I think it's, you know, Rockstar has long ass development times. They're not releasing a game until like. They're sure that they're gonna bring it out. Like Red Dead Redemption 2 was so long. Took almost 10 years to make that one.
Yeah, it took a while.
And now there's rumors of GTA 6, so I think there might be no time to make a full game for this, like a full sequel, but if you remake this, yeah, people would have a great time with this. And if you expand the school setting even more, like make the town bigger. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
All right, this is a solid reboot. Remake or reboot?
Remake. Imagine when GTA San Andreas was such a big game back then, and when they made GTA 5, Los Santos alone that big. I guess the direction. So maybe not as wild as that because you know the school setting was a bit humble. Was pretty It's pretty solid. Like it had a theme park, it had towns for you to explore, it had arcades, it had stores. So I guess
we can touch upon a little bit about the history of how Rockstar handles reboots, mm-hmm. like your definitive edition, you know, the old 3D universe.
Uh-huh.
With GTA 3, San Andreas, and Vice City.
Oh
and
my god, okay.
Was. Yeah. Right?
That one.
That, that remake kinda. Oh no, that was sad.
Like a reboot, right? Not really a remake.
I think it was a remaster.
Well, it was a remaster. Yeah.
They remade it. It's pretty much reskinned, but with like a new engine and stuff. And it was janky as hell.
Bully better not fall in the same category.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't fall that. And it's more of like a remake with a bit more heart to it. Because I guess one of the things that Bully has, it was the Rockstar game that had a lot of heart. You know, it was made with care. Like, people wanted, like... Oh, by the way, one of the reasons I want Bully to be remade, they have to remake that soundtrack, which was just, like, full of bass lines and very, very, like, high school sounding.
Solid music.
You guys know the TV show Recess?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of that vibe. It was so good.
Like a more violent version of Recess, yeah.
Yeah, with okay. more annoying characters that you can actually approach and do the talking, so to speak. You know, no, it's just punch them up, knock them out.
Saving that on my Spotify playlist, the Bully soundtrack.
But yeah, speaking of the Warriors, the combat mechanics of the Warriors and Bully are pretty similar. Except the Warriors had it a bit more expanded because Warriors was a more combat oriented game, more action focused one. But they had the same engine. So now with that, so I guess remake for Bully is the best approach because you know.
Yeah, not reboot. Or
yeah, get more people into this franchise, and maybe the sequel would come back because you know. Mm-hmm. Bully College Edition or something.
Bully,
just Bully Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Bully, yeah. Bully Zero.
Yeah. The very first day I became a bully, and it was someone stole my crayons. You know, the 64 pack, my guy, like the big one.
Hey, those 64 pack crayons are good. Those are cool.
Yeah. That's why people are stealing it.
Yeah, that's why people are stealing it.
Like those old pencil cases that have a second floor.
Oh
man, that was the best.
Oh, there! I saw one before. I had a classmate with like three levels of their pencil case, so that was crazy.
Oh, nostalgia episode one.
Well, yeah. Well, that's we do that a lot, Charles. So yeah, that's something on the line for sure. So I guess that wraps up our remakes and reboots. So there are five games here that are deserving of that treatment. But I guess for the people who are listening, if you have any ideas for what game franchise that might have been forgotten by the gaming mainstream that you want to see revived in some form, maybe leave that in the comments, in the suggestions.
Definitely. And, yeah. A compelling case. We'd love to read it.
Yeah, because... there are lots of games that want that remake treatment. Hey, Crash Bandicoot got a remake treatment and got a new sequel, and it now has like a brawler game. So
really good.
It can only from here.
For the most part. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, can only go. You know, comebacks. Video game comebacks are very well appreciated when they're done right. And
when they're done right.
And if they're done right, they're done so well that you know people love them again and. The nostalgia comes back along with a fresh coat of paint that, you know, people enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to wrap up the episode. Now, if anyone wants to listen to this episode, or for those who are listening, or for those who are new, you can listen to the rest of the Geeky Ones episode catalog on Spotify and Anchor. We are on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. But yeah, the best way to listen to us, I guess, is on Spotify. Very accessible. Yeah. And, you know, all our episodes are there. And I guess the fastest way you can listen is also there because it usually releases there first after we put it on like Anchor and channel it to everyone.
Yeah, well, just a heads up, Anchor is gone.
Oh, yeah, Anchor is under Spotify.
Yeah, so it's just Spotify
now. Oh, yeah, okay. So we're on Spotify now primarily. So
yep.
Thanks for saying that. Now, Yeah, I forgot that Anchor was like integrated into the Spotify system.
That's right.
That was something. Okay. For our socials, you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. So for Facebook, we just post episode updates and when we do our announcements. So we'll be doing an announcement for this for ahead of time. As of this recording, we'll be hyping this up for a bit, you know.
Hell yeah.
And then for Twitter, the same thing. And for Instagram, that's where we cover our events whenever we go out. Touch grass. Yep.
Or touch synthetic grass.
Yeah.
Please check the Twitter often so you don't get hit by the 600 post quota thing.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Make make us one of the 600 tweets you've seen the day at that yeah, day. Sure. It's weird to say. It's weird to say, but yeah, it's funny. Anyway, for YouTube, this is where you can catch the video version of this podcast, although it's just audio for this one. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna do more content on video. We're gonna try and make shorts a thing. Maybe try TikTok, because TikTok and podcast shorts.
I wanna see Jude dance, you know, like all the trends.
Some weird dance challenge.
Well, I wanna see Jude do the grimace shake.
Oh my god!
Oh dang! Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to leave that discussion after the episode. But yeah. for wrapping up this episode, thank you for those who are listening, and we love you. We're enjoying. Yeah, we love everyone. Everybody love everybody, according to Will Ferrell in that movie.
Semi-pro.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for listening, and we hope to see you in more episodes soon, and. Farewell, guys. So everyone say goodbye. Bye.
Bye. See you next
time. See you in the next one. Mm-hmm.